Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. With early voting for the November election now underway, Governor Greg Abbott will be in Cypress this afternoon, encouraging residents to get out and vote. The Cy-Fair ISD School Board has three seats up for election this year. In 2023, the board gained a 6-1 conservative majority and implemented a number of right-wing policies like Bible-focused elective courses and book banning practices. Cypress Tomball Democrats plan to attend today's event and protest what they call the governor's, quote, anti-public education agenda. Houston City Council members could soon vote on buying a vacant building on the city's east end that would be used as a major resource hub for people experiencing homelessness. City leaders did a walkthrough of the building Monday. As News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports, the new facility would include psychiatric services and substance abuse programs.
Houston Mayor John Whitmer says the city will also work to provide resources to people being released from the Harris County Jail. The facility will be located about a mile away from the jail.
Harris County, quit releasing your inmates at midnight. I've been raising hell about that for years. You go over there at 12 o'clock on San Jacinto, the garage door's lifted. Some families there to pick up their loved ones. Many are not, with no resources, not a dollar, and nowhere to go.
City Council members are expected to vote on the $16 million purchase of the facility on Wednesday. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
No injuries have been reported after a train went off its tracks in Waller County late yesterday. In total, 17 cars on the Union Pacific train derailed, shutting down eastbound lanes of Business 290 between James Muse Parkway and Blanco Road. According to Houston Transtar, those lanes are still closed. It's not clear how the derailment occurred. Slightly cooler temperatures are in store this week with a weak cool front moving through the Houston area today. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon after 2 p.m. and extending into this evening. Low tonight around 67, tomorrow's high 81. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.